Unit 5, page 62, listening, exercise 2. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a health expert.
Today we're talking about, what happens when you've had a bad night's sleep? And as the day progresses, you feel your energy levels drop and drop. So our health expert, Alex Jones, will be giving you some advice about sleep.
I'm sure many of our listeners know what sleep deprivation feels like. The right amount of sleep is absolutely vital because it helps our minds and bodies function properly. It's particularly noticeable in parents with newborn babies who struggle to get off to sleep again after being woken up.
But it's not just parents suffering here, is it? What about the children?
That's a good point. Research shows that although more than two-thirds of children read to help them relax before they go to sleep, they also spend far too long at the computer too.
So how can adults and children ensure they get the sleep they need?
Organise a routine, such as a set bedtime, or always having a bath before bed. This will put them in the right frame of mind for the right kind of sleep.
Extract 2. You hear two people talking about how to improve brain power.
Do you ever go into another room to do something, then forget what it was you wanted to do?
All the time! You need to boost your brain power. There are lots of things you can do to improve your memory.
You mean there are things that help to increase the size of the brain?
I'm not sure if the brain actually gets bigger, although I have a feeling it can, but its capacity increases. If you try doing puzzles like Sudoku and crosswords, you can actually increase your mental capacity quite considerably.
Well, pretty boring if you ask me. I can think of better things to do with my time.
You could always try something that stimulates muscle activity. That apparently helps to activate brain cells. You're using both your brain and your body. Some people do things like learning to dance.
No, not for me either.
I wasn't suggesting you should go down that route. To be honest, I reckon you'd be better off just trying to concentrate more and focus on the job in hand.
Extract 3. You hear a doctor and a patient talking about laser eye surgery.
I realise that thousands of people have this kind of eye surgery every year, but I'm not convinced it's the right thing for me. Just how safe is it?
There's no doubt that the past 10 years have seen a revolution in eye surgery, and some clinics claim success rates of around 95%, but each patient's outcome will depend on different factors.
Meaning?
The bottom line is that the worse your eyesight, the more unpredictable the outcome will be.
And what about the claim that you'll never have to wear glasses again?
Treat it with caution. What tends to happen is that a lot of people are delighted with the treatment initially, but there can be side effects. And whatever happens, laser treatment can't stop the normal age-related deterioration of eyesight.
And do you think it matters where you have the surgery done?
We could recommend a reputable clinic and an experienced surgeon who can explain the pros and cons of the treatment before you make a decision. How about that?